These wells.
Okay.
Right, the air station at 7 o'clock. Same minutes, pay the bills, pay the payroll.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the minutes, the payroll, and the payables. I gotta sign one too. Okay.
People.
Did you activate it? It's not working. So if you want to activate it, do it. Let's make a call in now. Well, you can do it tomorrow. Let me just take a picture and I can do it tomorrow.
We have no forum people. We just no one on the correspondence. Okay, this is from our insurance people, I believe.
Yes.
Wrong thing here. Let me feel it.
There's a question somewhere.
Let me look at the actual stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we're missing, please.
Better.
Oh, right here. Good morning. We recommend a denial for this claim. The member driver had his lights activated and the other vehicle hit his plow. We have a vulnerable vehicle statute. I will cite to Progressive when they reach out. Please let me know your thoughts.
Yeah, that's
So she just wants a response whether or not, that's fine with us for them to deny the claim.
go.
Yeah, you got it.
Everybody
So yeah, it sounds like that's fine.
favor of that.
Yep.
Yes. We have a bid coming. Hopefully, we can get into this grant on sidewalk or the curbing at the store by the store.
Oh, yep.
Ashley's got the specs for the curbing, state specs.
Okay.
Gina is working on the grant for payment of the grant. The pittance we're going to get for the job on East Wells Road. We got the final pictures of the final two things we need yesterday, Don Murkowski.
Well, it's better than nothing. How much are we getting?
Maximum of the grants to 100. You're going to get something less than that or that.
Well, how much was it in the, was it 500 the whole
The
cost?
bill was 507,000 some odd dollars.
Isn't that bad if we can get that?
Well, it should have been no cost. It should have been
Yeah,
paid.
I know. Wow.
I'll take that to my grave. Still,
Well, we got
that.
other, yeah.
But we've got all his stuff, and then he had forgotten to submit the cost of the paving. I mean, he didn't forget to submit it to us, but he forgot we needed a breakout for the state form.
Yeah.
So we have all that now.
Okay.
And she's got it. I guess apparently there was some confusion over where the paperwork was. She have the paperwork now?
I sent her the thing. I think it was the forms that she didn't know. I don't think she filled anything out like that
No,
before.
she hasn't.
So I think that was the
Because
confusion.
we didn't have all the numbers. Now we've got all the numbers and
Usually we send just a stub of the check, like what we have. They wanted that as proof. But she sent a thing and said they wanted canceled checks. I had to go to the bank and get a copy of them today. So send it out.
this one is different because normally we have the form calls for our labor, our men's labor, that they have a fee they pay for trucks, they have a fee they pay for loaders, they have a fee they pay for graders and all this stuff. We didn't have a horse in the race, basically. It's all contracted. So hopefully they'll take his numbers that I've got here and pay us off on that.
Okay.
I think that stops snowing for 10 minutes. I think Dave knows about it. He's ready to sit down with me. He's done them. I've done them,
Is
but
it, is there a certain due date, like close or no?
2027.
Oh, okay. So there's no rush,
We
like the end of the month.
we need one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think Markowski has done enough of them, so they should know what they'd be looking for.
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, this one here, we've got his labor, material, subcontractor, equipment, the hauling, and then it's got the breakdown of how many man hours, da, 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 da. And then the other bill, it's got the pavement bill and the guardrail bill for the other letter from him. And she's got all that, so hopefully she'll get that done. Hopefully we can get a grant, and it's got to be in by the second, but
Curb.
curvy. And she's also working on coming up with a storm window grant, a grant. I know she's sent out some feelers on grants for that. The variance.
With library, you can get stuff from foundations.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's what she's looking for. And then she's looking for like the ranch, she's looking at the ADA, you know, American Disabilities. Those people have money to put into stuff. I did have another thought on it. If we can't get a grant for that ramp, I don't see why we could take the boards all off of it. Put that
Tracks.
Trex type decking, not necessarily Trex, but one of those
That's that those.
varieties of decking. It's not
That's
slippery.
slippery though.
Something that's forever.
Well, they make a million different styles of it now. I'm sure some of it is very slippery.
I haven't been to the library lately, but is the paper that's down now, is that already torn up or not yet? Because there is a whole
All of it.
another to one more to do one more if
Yeah,
they
it needs
need
to
it.
be. We need to put another roll down, or another
Well, it's in
run
their
down.
shed. Everything's there. It just needs to be put down if
It's
we get
in
the
the
snow off.
library shed.
And the nails and everything. They had enough to do two sets of it. So there's one more set there.
Yeah, what's happened is
Well, we figured.
all the stones come
Yeah.
off.
Well,
It's not.
it was a temporary fix to a
problem we had. So,
I don't see is actually that stuff is not very slippery.
no, it's
I
not.
mean, even without the stone the way it is, I was in and out of there. I was up there fiddling around, taking the lights down, and or taking the boards up and putting all their lights in the new lights in the building. I was in and out of there about 6 times. There's snow on it and jets, anything. Figured I should have picked some. What else? Yeah, salt. State is out of salt, or the company is out of salt, not the state. It's hard to believe a company the size of Cargill is out of salt.
I don't imagine American rock salt's any better. They're probably helped too.
I don't know, New York State's putting it on. Christ, they're putting it on 2 days before it snowed. I was sitting in the diner Saturday, the salt truck went down through. It's not a flake in the sky, the road's dry. Putting granules of salt down it. So what the hell does that do? You know, it all blows off to makes the shoulders less slippery.
Yeah, for the walkers.
Yeah. And they did the same thing Sunday before early Sunday morning. It wasn't doing much anyway. I don't know. But yeah, they think that. I don't know what's going to happen. Castleton is, they're out of salt. Can't get any. We're owed a load, so I don't know if we're going to get it or not. From a couple weeks ago. We've got enough for one more storm. Obviously, it's
Did
profit.
you see what the town of Lancaster did?
Lancaster, what? New Hampshire?
I'll send it to you.
Lancaster, New Hampshire.
It might be.
Must be. It's the only Lancaster I can think of in Pennsylvania. No, I didn't hear what they did.
No worries, go on, I'll send it to you.
Castleton is just salt intersections and sharp corners and hills. It's all there. And they're using some sand. I don't know. I just can't imagine how.
Well, that mixture of the boys are using on the dirt roads working good. Working real good.
Was there some people complaining about that at one point?
Was one woman that
Okay.
complained about it. Her car, or John Sander, broke down that morning. He'd been to the dump. He was headed down Bullfrog. It was one of these scuds we had, inch snow or something, and those. His spinner, something happened to the hydraulic motor on his spinner and it wouldn't spin.
Oh.
And it happened to be in front of her house. She lives a couple doors down.
Oh.
She was all wound up about the fact that it was stone. And he didn't spread any, and on and
Oh,
on.
okay.
So, kind of the way of the world these days.
That stuff does stay on the road. It does a really nice job.
Yeah, I was on a couple of Paulett and Rupert roads yesterday, and or yeah, yesterday, and pretty nice. Going by where Debbie Marsh used to live down there, where Bear Line and stuff, by Jack Williams or Jack Nelson. That was that stone. Yeah, it was all right there. And just cruise right up there like on a summer day. And everybody claims they don't get the mud because you don't have the salt making water.
Makes sense. Salt doesn't make mud. That's the truth.
Anyways, we'll find that out in the spring or whenever we have our first mud season. You have to.
Hopefully,
Have
we'll
to warm
skip
up a
it.
lot.
I
What's that?
said, hopefully, we just skip it. It's
Yeah.
mud season.
Other than that, I don't really have a lot going on. I got two letters to mail out for this. I haven't mailed them yet, but I've written them for this guy on Clayton Track and the guy on Westlake Road. Their water dams they've created due to their.
Did you ever find out what the guy's name is on Westlake?
I've got three possible people.
Oh,
Jack Williams' nephew,
Riley?
Riley. The guy that bought the brown house to the left of, or just south of Jack Williams on the other side.
I think that's what.
And Sean Camara.
I guess the guy that's in just south of Jack, I think.
But anyways, yeah. And then the owner up there is that, I can't think of his name. I've got his name. But,
Simple.
Sample. Yeah, sample. That was supposed, we went there a year ago and that was supposed to all be taken care of. But his excavator of choice is now working for somebody in Rowland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had.
I see he's got a house himself.
Got a lot of things for sale or sold. And I believe he has some marital issues.
I heard that.
Actually, it doesn't matter, marital issues. It's pretty well over, but he had some. The only other thing I was, I don't know how, what we need to do. I don't know if we need to write the store owner a letter.
About the curb?
Yeah. I mean,
technically, we don't. I mean, just as a just a courtesy letter, but they really have no say in it, right? It's,
if you look at,
we own so many feet.
And if you look at this thing, no, it's not on this one, but when they show you, I got another one that shows you the proper size for a Vermont intersection. And that thing is 30 feet wider than it's supposed to be.
Well, I think it's just grown over the years.
Well, they took the monument out.
See, I wasn't alive.
What is it supposed to be, so many feet from the center of the road?
It's supposed to be so wide, and then the radius is supposed to be such a radius. The radius to on Richie's Paquette side is pretty much the way it's supposed to be. And it's pretty much straight. This side, the north side, or east side, is, you know, they come up through and they're on the center line and they just take some bark right out of the corner and go around there 30 or 40 miles an hour.
Did there used to be?
No.
No, never? Okay.
There must be a spec of how close you can get to Route 32, right?
Yeah.
So is that what we're looking to do? Just like put a skinny curb?
Instead of the road being like, this is Paquette's over.
Yeah.
Then this side goes.
Right.
Like that.
Right. Yeah.
Store sits here.
Yeah.
Well, then you get a truck parked here.
Yeah.
You got to get out here to see what the hell is coming.
Correct. Yeah.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Or if they're coming up through and there's no truck parked there, they go right just like that.
Right. So are we looking to put like a skinny,
so
like
what we're doing, like, say the store is right here.
Yeah.
From, you can't do it in front of the store, but from back right here, it'll come out like that. I'm out of whack here. I'm not an artist, but it'll end up looking basically like that. And you'll have to backfill it with some kind of.
Well, so that's why I'm asking. So, are you, can you see your camera? So, like, you're going to have some type of.
Yeah, it'll be like the intersection across the way.
But will it be like this? Like, just, oh, not. Nah, just to like here? Or is this going to be filled in too? This
it's got to be filled in the back of it.
Okay.
So, right over the top of it.
Well, that's what's smart. So, this whole thing is going to be filled in with like a concrete, like sidewalk type
something.
Thing.
Okay. Or, I don't.
All right, but then there'd probably be a or cement right here just to keep it that way, maybe.
Yeah, the culverts. So.
And all the trucks can have their wheels on either side of the curb.
Right.
Culverts.
Well, that's why I didn't know if it's concrete that you're going like solid so they can't get in there.
It goes in the ground 18 inches, 6 inches wide at the top and 8 inches wide at the bottom.
So, I mean, it's just.
And it sticks out of the ground like, I don't know, I can't read this. Principles.
So enough to somebody drive right over. It's still parked.
8 inches or something.
I don't think they're going to drive over that park there too.
Well, you're
going to
know it. I mean, 8 inches is, you know, you won't drive over with a car without leaving your car there in the parts of it.
Ten with a truck.
I don't think so.
That's why I didn't know if there'd be concrete you'd fill in there.
I mean, I don't know. I suppose if they want to drive out there and park, they're going to do it. I just can't imagine people that stupid.
yeah, come on,
I mean,
Doc.
there's curbing everywhere, and I don't see people
They
parking in
couldn't
front
find your
of
phone number anywhere, so you really need
it feels like the parking is so terrible there.
Yeah, there's
Trying to
not
find
much
a
of it.
place and can't place they can.
Well, that's why we have the sheriffs and stuff. They can ticket them.
I don't know if we have a parking.
Oh.
What's his name? He said we ought to not let him park on the other side of the road. Park. I park on the other side of the road usually. I'm not pulling these people.
They kind of got it though because they have no place to park.
That's why I said this. The parking's horrible there.
They need to have parking spots.
Well, it's not a problem now because there's no more than one or two people there.
I get it, but it can be
Should
a
somebody take it over like Julie when it's busy, when it was busy.
not
But
anymore. I've had enough of that.
I think then Parker would really become an issue. Now it's lunchtime, there's two cars in the plot.
Yeah.
No, I forgot what I was going to talk about.
We were just talking about a letter too. I would wait till we get the grant. If we put in for grant till we get it and all that, and then just send it courtesy. No, just tell them that this is what's going to be done. That's my suggestion.
One other thing I want to mention too, and I forgot. Oh, I straightened out the new truck. New truck never got ordered.
What?
The former salesman, who was no longer with the company, they found a pile of paperwork and there was eight trucks there that never got ordered. So we've got in, it's been ordered, we're in under the wire.
Same price.
The price is the same.
Okay.
The time frame when the truck will be here is
The
pretty much the
same. Oh,
same.
is it?
Yeah. I also talked to the bodybuilder, and it's gonna be like the last truck. It's gonna be late winter when we get it. But yeah, apparently this guy was like to spend time playing golf, doing other stuff other than selling trucks, could take an order, and then just sat in a pile on his desk. Say if
Or you make money that way.
he's no longer with the company. The outfit that's up in Underhill, been an international dealer forever. I can't remember their name. They're Allegiant now. It's their family that's running the Allegiant office up there. The guy I talked to, his original family, and he's the one that told me that get things squared away, get it coming. I did express my desire that perhaps, there should be some compensation. I don't know what'll happen, but I just threw that out there because we're going to chew on. Anyways, that's taken care of.
Yeah, the truck being delivered to Underhill, that'd be closer to the body guy.
Apparently, that's what they normally do. He said, I can deliver it to you. He said, I don't care where I deliver it. It doesn't matter to me, but he said it would. I said, well, it makes more sense than us sending two guys to
Right.
friggin' Burlington. That kills 4 or 5 hours. So I said, yeah, might as well get it, come to your place. And you drive it down the road there. They're only like 10 miles down the
I
road.
was going to say, that can't be very far away.
No. So they're in Underhill, and the other place is in Williston, maybe. I don't know. It's over near Burlington, but not very far from there. That's probably what will happen. They'll go there. I don't see any need for it to come here. We're not going to do anything with it. I don't know that I have any chance.
I do.
Haven't had any complaints on roads. That's been a good thing.
Yeah.
Only had one so far. I don't think you've had any. Don't know if
No,
Nora
not
has or
that we
not.
can today, but not our roads, just they came from Goshen down in
It's awful, like completely down.
Today was an awful day.
But nothing, nobody complaining locally.
Our guys were all seen in this water. So I passed them up and left here.
Around 5 o'clock.
What?
Tightened up way at the school bus. Apparently, they had a water problem at school.
Yeah, pipe broke in the gym and went down into the rooms down below. But what Rich found out today is they put two new, I'm going to call them thingamajigs because I really don't know what they are. Back, I think in the fall, well, the thing that they put in that's supposed to turn a certain thing for the, I think the water or the heater or something, that part malfunctioned. But it's the part that malfunctioned that's brand new. And that's what caused it all. So, yeah, there's some damage, I guess, some books and stuff downstairs. So,
Yeah, my phone went off. They can't be canceled. It's like 8 o'clock or something. I said, they can't be canceling school today. Well, canceled enough stuff yesterday. I could go telescope closed. Curtis Lumber closed every store they have. I mean, it's a snowstorm.
it wasn't all that bad. It was no
right,
problem.
they're but they're talking like 8 inches. So, but Brooklyn got more than we got.
People
But
shouldn't listen to the media. They really shouldn't.
no, they should. What happened to like when we were in school? They canceled that morning.
Well, they
You know,
still
oh
do.
well, they gotta have
Well,
that all time
not always, yeah.
because,
And
and then we don't get what they say, and then they got the day off, and it's like, well, people need to plan for their kids, what to do with their kids. Well, what did our parents do? Jeez, so
there's
anyway.
a problem now, more than like when I was a kid. It was back years ago, not always did, usually the mother was, when
Home.
kids were little, was a stay-at-home mother,
Yeah.
which is no big deal, but like,
But you have a plan in place. So if you do not have school, you have a plan with another mother or somebody to coordinate it, usually, you know.
they call pretty early, you call them.
Yeah, they do now. But now, but sometimes it's like you said, the day before.
Yeah.
So.
This time they called, I don't know. No, this time I think they called me before.
They
Yeah.
did. Yeah.
I think they called something. Last time they called it, I don't know, 5:30 in the
Yeah.
morning.
I don't believe the guys have ordered any new uniforms this fiscal year. Am I right with that?
I haven't gotten anything
Yeah.
yet.
So do you want me to check with Dave to see if I need to put in an order?
A couple of them got
That's different.
shoes. Shoes.
I'm talking their shirts and sweatshirts that they
Yeah,
get here.
I haven't heard anybody say anything that they got
Right.
anything.
So let me talk. I can talk to Dave and see about getting an order before I shove off there. But because usually we get them new shirts every year, but the pants they have to go up to Durfee's their own and charge it, and the boots they do the same. But we usually put the order together for millage. Yeah. Okay. I'll send something out to Dave. And the other thing, it doesn't sound. I talked to Gina. It doesn't sound like she's going to have the new website up and running by the end of the month. By the end of February. I got an email from our current web person to my personal email about happy holidays, all this. Hope you're staying warm. It was really weird, but because she's in Florida. But anyways, Gina's not gonna be done before I get off, but I told her you know, if you guys want me to, I have no problem, you know, if she has any questions or showing her where this, because I have all of the data on this computer. That she'll probably need to upload on the new website, like all of our meeting minutes and audios and all, you know, I can show where it is on the old one, all that stuff. So I don't have a problem helping out if you guys need something or have any questions. Don't be afraid to holler.
Probably so.
Yeah, that's fine. Or if you need me to continue to post them on this website until you
Yes,
guys get
please.
switched over,
Yes, please.
I don't mind. It's just when we do this, you want to make sure you record to the cloud. You know how it says record to this device or record to the cloud when you first hit record?
I know. I haven't in the
It
past.
usually pops up. Right. You usually say to the computer. If you do it to the cloud, then I don't need the computer. I can do it from another computer. to post online. So I think we'll just move to doing it to the cloud. That way I can easily pick it up. So yeah, I don't mind posting all that stuff well until like it gets up and running. I won't even charge you for it. I'm just kidding. No, I don't mind, guys. So if you have
Didn't
anything,
really expect to get paid.
it's my service to you. No, I don't mind helping. That's easy for me to do. So I end
I'm
up paying
still
the.
getting umpteen lippies,
I know.
and now there's another one joining the parade.
Yeah.
Are you also this? It's a woman. I don't know. Female name signed off. Are you all set to go ahead with your new website? No.
Well, about the one we got the other day about, hi, how are you? My name is so and so. And I don't even think you mentioned anything about the website. It's about being friends. But I got that on my personal one too. So I said somehow it hacked into all those emails. But so yeah. So anyways, I don't mind continuing to work with Gina to get that up and going and continue to post stuff for you guys in the meantime. Now that I've actually got it figured out. So
Now, the other thing they did last, I just thought of the thing, one of the things, the sheriff thing. Do you have a copy of the contract that you could lay your hands on tomorrow or the next day or something? I already know next day, tomorrow.
I mean,
Because we're going to, just looking at the bill roughly, we're not going to make the active part of the season. I mean, we have till July. And I mean,
well, we have a contract
this
with
time of
them to
year,
do up
yeah,
to so
it's
many hours.
July, you got three times as many people on the roads around here.
I
So,
thought it starts in July. Or is that the end of it?
well, it ends in June.
Right. So then it's
The
another
people,
contract.
the population is starting to swell by the time you get to the end of June or June.
Well, and that's kind of what I was saying, though. I know they were behind in hours the last few years, but they haven't had people. Now that they have people, they can live up to their contract, which will put us over with the other two if they start trying to make up for lost time.
The other thing is, they're supposed to work less hours. I don't remember what months it was exactly, but maybe
Winter months.
October to
Right.
March or something,
Yep.
or April or
Columbus
something.
Day to Memorial Day.
Right. Yeah.
What was it?
Columbus Day to Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you're.
So that, and I don't, I think they're working more hours than we think they're working.
It appears that way.
And I don't remember getting billed for if they had a complaint.
Oh,
Meaning
that
it came out of
actually
your
feels.
time. In other words, if he's supposed to be on patrol in Wells for 4 hours, say, and during the week before he gets here to do his day, he gets a complaint, he'd work for 2 hours and do a 2 hour complaint. Whatever the complaint took would come out of the
The
period
four
of time
hours.
he was supposed to be here. Now all of a sudden they seem to be adding it on.
And why are they even working on holiday weeks? I mean, we holidays, I would think they'd only work if they got called out for a reason. I know. So, I mean, was
That's
it
something they just started doing right here.
was Christmas Eve? Was that the other one you questioned them about? Was it Christmas Eve? I think. Didn't we just
Wasn't
say?
me, I wasn't here.
I think it
It might
was.
have been Paul.
You
Might have been
the bill.
Thanksgiving.
It was a
Oh,
bill. It
yeah.
was a bill that fell on like an eve of something or New Year's Eve or something. And we're like,
I think it was Christmas. Well, maybe it was New Year's. Might have been New Year's.
it's Christmas Eve actually. And I'm like, well, maybe they got called out or something. But if it's just them sitting, it's.
Not New Year's Eve, because I saw them here in town. They had somebody pull over.
So.
And that's the other thing. We're still not getting our. We got
Our
any money?
kickbacks?
Getting any money from
I
anybody?
haven't seen
No,
anything.
because they said all the fees went
I
up.
know Tom has written. I've seen him write on people.
Yeah, I haven't.
Well, Bill Humphrey wrote one out by my folks' house here a couple weeks ago.
That was probably a good one, if I had
What's
to
that?
guess. That was probably an SL2 or something.
They were going right
It's
along.
35 miles an hour by your mother's house. And I mean, I see people coming, they're pulling away at 65. Going down a hill towards the town garage or going the other way, either way.
Well, the last time we questioned them about that, the fees, all the fees in the end are not, are over or close to what the ticket's for, so then the towns get nothing.
Well, this one here, they should, because it's on town road.
Yeah, if they're on a state road, dude, you get very little. If they're on a town road, which I've instilled that they should be on, you know.
Town
I
road.
mean, I don't care if they, you know, he had a good spot the other day, just the way Thomas's cars were.
Yes.
I mean,
I saw
you didn't
that.
see it till you were there. And
Nice. See that reflection, like, oh shit. Oh.
still think we need more. And I try to instill in this guy that's doing it now, Cram, that he needs to be visible, you know, ride. He wants to run radar for, say, 4 hours, run radar for 2.5 hours or 2 hours and ride the roads for a couple hours.
Right.
So people see, oh, the cruiser's going by, or the cruiser's going by, or maybe we shouldn't have our meth lab set up when the cruiser's going by.
Right. Anything else?
I do not have anything else that I can think of immediately.
Watching where you're.
Second. All right. Stop. Okay. I want to start recording to the cloud. Yes.